Thank you. So I'm here with Local 518, Gabe Stallman. Gabe is here from the band called Ampavine. Hi there, Gabe.
How's it going?
All right. Gabe, you just let us play a cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit that you guys have done. Why that song?
I wrote that chord part and I thought it was like really groovy and cool. I didn't think that it was enough to really turn into one of our songs. It seemed just kind of like a vamp or just kind of something fun to do. I was kind of just playing it at my house and like improvising it to it, and I realized that the melody from Smells Like Teen Spirit just fit perfectly. So I figured, why not? We just started doing that at our live shows to kind of confuse people. It sounds like we're going into like some kind of Pink Floyd jam or something, and then we start singing, you know, 90s grunge. People seem to get into it.
Is that something you do? Do you open the show with that or play it somewhere in the middle of the show? Or
usually somewhere in the middle,
yeah.
Just kind of to fill everything out. And we want like one or two covers during a set, so we figured we might as well play a cover that's kind of original.
Now, it's been a little while since we've had you in, and I wanted to have you sort of remind folks about Ampavine. Tell me about this band. When did you guys get started?
Our first show was sometime, I think, March 2014. We've had a million members, and it's me writing all the music and stuff. At this point, the band is pretty set. We've had our keyboardist since April of the year we started. We've had our bass player since 2015, and our newest drummer is drummer number 5, and he joined us in his first show with us was October of this year.
Yeah.
And he's already done maybe like 15 shows with us or something like that.
Where do you guys mostly play?
We travel around. This past weekend, we played in Buffalo for the first time ever. We play in Plattsburgh and Burlington.
So you, have like a
the
little,
city.
So you have like a little regional circuit going on?
Yeah, just kind of like a 4-hour loop.
Tell me who the guys in the band are so the folks may know who's in this.
So our keyboardist is Ava Smith, who's been with us since the beginning. Our newest drummer is Brian Fahey, who's this 21-year-old John Bonham guy. He's really into like math rock and stuff and fits what we do perfectly. He goes to Schenectady for music. Our bass player is Matt Hogan, who's been a good friend of mine since 9th grade in high school. And he was really like a big metal guy, played with like local metal bands. And when we needed a bass player, he said he'd switch from guitar to bass for us. I'm Gabe, and I play guitar and sing and write the music.
And Gabe, what is the music? What would you consider the style to be? Because you guys do a lot of different things all mixed in there together.
I just call it progressive rock. It's kind of funny. We like fit in the jam scene. I guess the culture just kind of is into what we do. But we're so far from like Fish and the Grateful Dead. You know, we'll play with these bands that are like Grateful Dead cover bands, and then we'll get on stage and it'll just really confuse people because people will expect, you know, another like reggae band or something, and then they'll get a band that sounds like some of the psychedelic like Mastodon or like heavy, like we just started playing stuff that's kind of inspired by Dillinger Escape Plan, which is like really like heavy technical music, but then we also get kind of floaty and psychedelic and everything in between.
So I'm with Gabe Stallman from Ampavine, and you guys are releasing a new single and working to put out a live album too, right?
That's it.
Tell me about the show that's happening this week.
So Friday we're playing with our friends in Cousin Earth. They are awesome. I like to describe their music as a cold beer on a hot beach. They're like just the most comforting and fun and happy and like, but not like too happy. Just like sometimes music that's too happy isn't good, but they're perfect. They're right in the middle ground. They're like progressive ukulele. They're coming in from Brooklyn. They're good friends of ours. So they're going to close the night. We're going to be playing through as much of our live album as we can get through to open for that.
And the singles is the new song,
right?
With this.
Basically what happened was we had this great drummer who played with us last year who ended up moving to California. We just thought that we sounded so good with him. We knew that he was leaving and that we were finding a new drummer. And we wanted to be able to show the new drummer kind of everything that our sound, how we wanted to sound, rather than give them the studio recordings from 4 years ago. So we figured we'd go into the studio and play a live show just as a show and then record it, mix it, and give it to whoever our new drummer would be to study. We listened to it and we were like, oh man, this is great. We should release this. What we're releasing is basically our shows as they were being played in April 2017, just from beginning to end. And we did it in the studio, so there's no talking in the middle of songs or anything. There's just kind of us playing it straight through. But there's not really any like cuts or edits or anything. We're working on a new studio album that'll be Valencia. Our single on this one will be re-recorded as like a good studio recording along with some other songs that we'll release sometime next year.
Nice. Very nice. Well, let's listen to a piece of this Remethio. Is this going to be
so
part of
that
this?
Was our last release that came out maybe like 2 years ago, I think, redone for live.
All right. We've got Gabe Stallman here from the band Ampavine. Here's Remethio. Local 518-9770-EXT. That's Remethio from the band Ampavine, Local 518. I've got Gabe Stallman here. Gabe, remind folks again, you guys are going to be playing out this Friday night a special show to release the single and the album.
Yes, album release party for our new live album at the Hollow Bar and Kitchen. Doors at 8 and we hit at 9. And we're playing with our friends Cousin Earth, who are Ukulele Prague from Brooklyn.
And how can folks find you online? What's the best way to go?
You can like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Ampavine. You can follow us on Instagram. Our website is just ampavine.com.
All right, let's spell Ampavine for folks in case they're not catching us saying
it. Yes, Ampevene.
Because I always misspell it, and I know how it's spelled. And I type in, I go, hey, where are they? Oh, right, I got to put the E in there. Is there a significance to the name?
There kind of is, but not really. It was...
I like that. That's a good answer. Good, go with that, Gabe.
I think, you know, as... the music, it's just kind of random stuff. All the lyrics and all of the riffs and are just kind of random stuff that I think sounds good or looks good written down or whatever. And there doesn't really have to be any meaning to it other than that it's like pleasing. There is a story of how I got that word, but the story doesn't really matter. It's just that I kind of heard the word and I was like, oh, that's cool. I guess I'll use that. I think it looks aesthetically pleasing when it's written down. And I think that it's good because it's as made up as the rest of the music.
If folks aren't able to make it out to the Hollow Friday night, are they maybe able to buy the record through you guys
yes.
some other way?
We're working on uploading everything now to like Spotify and all that stuff. We'll have physical copies on our website, Spotify, iTunes, like Google Play, all that stuff. If you just look it up within, hopefully on Friday, but within the next couple days, that'll all be out and you can just find it somewhere.
Gabe Stallman, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing some of this music with us and good luck with the new release and the new drummer and next year.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Let's take a listen to Valencia. This is the new single, Ampavine, Local 518-977 EXT. I got it.